Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Texter says, I love Craig on Strictly and now behind it all, he's a teddy bear. A teddy bear who eats us all for breakfast without salt, I'd say. He's no teddy bear. So now, look, we talk now and again on the show about trying to stay physically fit and healthy as you age, but it's possibly even more important to keep your brain in good shape as you're getting on. So I'm joined now by Sabina Brennan, who's an author, a health psychologist and a neuroscientist. And Sabina, you have some tips for us. Can you explain first, before we get to the tips, Sabina, that there's a two-pronged effect here. You can reduce your chances of getting dementia, but also reduce the effects of dementia if you get it.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, that's a very astute way of saying it. Yeah, you can reduce your risk of developing dementia. Obviously, age, it's a later life disease, so age is your biggest risk factor. There is a genetic element, but it's very, very small compared to the risk associated with lifestyle factors. And there are lifestyle factors that can be modified. And the Lancet Neurology Commission have identified 12 modifiable risk factors that actually potentially account for 40% of all cases of Alzheimer's disease.
Okay, so strong science.
It's there. Really, really strong science there. And if we could reduce the incidence of those, we could, there's currently 50 million people living globally with dementia. That could potentially eradicate 20 million, you know, reduce that number by 20 million. So there's those risk factors that if you modify them or, you know, in your own life, then also by adopting a brain healthy lifestyle, which is very closely aligned actually with those risk factors in a way, it means that if you do develop the disease, the pathology in your brain. So just to be clear, we now draw a distinction between the disease in your brain and the dementia, which are the symptoms, because okay, we now know it is possible to have the disease and not have the symptoms.
Okay, or have them less or slower.
Them initially. I mean, over time, obviously, okay, you know. So the key is to build a healthy brain, because at the start of the disease, the more healthy brain you have, the more likely you are to hold on to your faculties for longer.
Okay. And now, look, time is against us, but we'll talk about this again. But let's romp through some of the kind of major factors. I presume diet is a big one, is it?
Diet is a big one in that a lot of the risk factors are related to diet. So midlife obesity increases your risk of developing dementia. So too does type 2 diabetes. High blood pressure increases your risk in midlife. So diet is important there. And in terms of just, aside from those risk factors, just keeping your brain healthy, your brain only weighs 2% of your body and it consumes 20% of the nutrients circulating at any one time. So it converts those nutrients in your blood to fuel that it needs to maintain the health of your brain and then also, you know, carry out the activities that you carry out. So basically what you eat is really, really important in that regard, but as well as maintaining a healthy weight.
Okay. And then exercise aligned to that.
Yeah, low levels of physical exercise is one of the big risk factors for developing dementia. And I think that's very important. Physical activity really benefits your brain, not just because of the cardiovascular factors, but also because it releases a chemical called brain-derived neurotrophic factor. I just call it Miracle Grow for the brain,
okay,
because it actually is like fertilizer. It makes it easier for your brain to grow new connections. And that's neuroplasticity. And that's what you want to harness if you want a healthy brain.
And walking enough there for people.
Walking, I think what's really important is you've got to do moderate exercise. Get yourself a bit breathless. Work up to it, of course. But aerobic exercise, but it's really important to also do strength bearing exercise and balance.
Yeah. Okay.
So that you don't fall.
Okay. Sleep.
Sleep is absolutely critical. It is not one of the identified, 12 risk factors, but we know there's a huge relationship between sleep and dementia. So it's critical for just normal everyday brain function. When you sleep, your brain has a huge job of work to do. One of the things it has to do is to clear out the metabolic waste. I said the brain was a high energy organ, so there's a lot of metabolic waste. So the brain has to clear that at nighttime, because can't do it during the day while you're functioning.
Okay.
But also that's when information is consolidated as memories linked to other information. And essentially, you really need to clear out your hippocampus, which is like a temporary repository for information you take in during the day. And the only way you can clear that to take more information in tomorrow is by going
to sleep.
You need
the download.
You have to download. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Where do you stand on drinking, Sabina?
Where do I stand on it as a personal human being?
As a neuroscientist.
To be honest, the research indicates that any alcohol consumption, how will I put it? I'll put it this way. The people who don't consume alcohol at all have better cognitive functioning than even people who consume it moderately or within the limits. So excess alcohol consumption is one of the major risk factors. That's anything more than 21 units a week, but that's just plucked from nowhere. But, you know, you weigh it up. Things like stress aren't good for your brain, etc. Socialising is absolutely brilliant for your brain. Social isolation is a big risk factor.
So stay connected.
Connected, but maybe, you know, monitor the alcohol consumption and not drink as much as we do or the habit that we got into during COVID. It's not good for the brain overall.
Okay. In terms of then, you know, lots of brain training and all that kind of thing, you've given me a deck of cards here, Brain Gym, 40 workouts to boost your brain health. A lot of people will do Sudoku and puzzles and all that kind of stuff.
Do you know, if Sudoku...
Learning a language, they say.
Yeah, learning a language is brilliant. Doing Sudoku and puzzles is good if you enjoy it. However,
okay.
However,
you're not fixing the brain, really.
However, the key to neuroplasticity occurs anytime something new is learned.
Right.
So you got to be pushing yourself beyond your comfort zone. So go from the simplex to the complex crossword, or you know, do it. You know, something that challenges you, makes it harder, or put a time limit on it.
Okay.
But really, there's like you said, you mentioned there that I have a brain gym. The brain gym really is just you pick a card a day. And it gives you something that's grounded in science that you can do. It's not these brain training exercises for which there really is no, there's no evidence to say that they translate
so
into
novelty,
general life.
New things.
All
right, Sabina Brennan, thank you very much for that. Listen, we'll take a quick look at what's coming up today on Saturday with Colm O'Mongo. And so amid allegations of sexual misconduct, bullying and discrimination within the Defence Forces, they'll get the views of the first Ombudsman for the Defence Forces, Pauline Maran and Quinn. They'll be looking too at the Citizens' Assembly on biodiversity and what the proposals of that might mean for the farming community and I suppose for all of us. And as the first week of the eviction ban being lifted comes to an end, they'll be talking to Aoife Kelly Desmond of the Mercy Law Centre on what they are seeing on the front line. That's Saturday with Colm O'Mongo coming up at 1 o'clock. We'll take a break.
Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.